tell us, please, how did you get the nickname Ha Ha?
My grandmother gave me that name at a very young age, 3 or 4 years old. No one can really pronounce my first name. You know, it's spelled Hashan, so you're saying how it's spelled, but it's pronounced Hasin. So at a young age, she gave me that name, and it just stuck from, you know, elementary school to middle to high school to Coach Saban, and here he is now.
In late April, you tweeted a picture of yourself wearing a Packers shirt, and of course, you sent the fan base here into a frenzy. Tell us about it.
The shirt was just looking at me in my closet, just like, put me on. So I just got in the shower, no one going anywhere. But I was up late night just thinking, and I actually took a picture and put it on Instagram, and it blew up. You know, the fans went crazy about it, and I was like, ooh. You know, and I guess God was trying to tell me something ahead of time, and here I am now.
Were you sending the Packers a message by any chance?
I guess it was God sending them a message, and they did the right thing.
What are your thoughts right now about having been drafted by the Packers?
Man, it's unbelievable right now. I'm shell-shocked right now as we speak. I've been pinching myself since I put this hat on to make sure I'm still alive and this is real. But I'm just blessed and I'm happy to be here, and that I have Eddie there for sure, and I'll be fine and I'll be okay.
What were your thoughts, Ha-Ha, when the Packers went on the clock?
I just knew they were going to call my phone for some reason. And when they called, I kind of just sat there and watched the phone ring for about 5 seconds because, you know, it was a dream come true. And then I decided to pick the phone up, and he asked me, did I like the cold? And I said, I don't care. I love it, you know. And he asked me, when was the last time I talked to Eddie, because I'm going to be up there with him. And I was like, well, I talked to him about last week, and here I am now.
This team had a perceived needed safety. None of their safeties had an interception last season. And you had become an almost singular obsession with the fans. I don't know if it was the fact that they're very good scouts or they just liked your name. Were you aware of that?
I seen that. Like I said, when I posted that picture, it went viral and it went crazy. It went from Instagram to Twitter. That fan base there in Green Bay is unbelievable.
Describe the kind of player you are.
A hardworking person. That's always there on time. I play fast, I'm physical, I have high energy all the time, and I have great high character. You know, I'm always smiling, always happy. You never catch me down at all, you know, and I'm just blessed to be here.
Were you and Eddie Lacy close at Alabama?
Well, me and Eddie bumped heads a lot because I played defense, and of course he was a great running back, so, you know, I didn't want to get along with him at all. But, you know, outside of football, it was great to be around. All he does is, you know, play games all day. Just, you know, he loves to have fun, and he's a great kid.
What number are you going to wear with the Packers?
21.
Uh-huh. Do you happen to know who last wore that number here?
Yeah, Woodson.
Uh-huh. Charles Woodson. What do you know about Charles Woodson? They didn't even let it cool off, and they gave it to you.
Well, first of all, he's a great player, period. You know, he does a lot, and just to be able to wear that number now, it's a blessing. It's amazing, and you know, I'm going to do my best to represent.
What do you know about the Packers?
For one, I know that they're a very traditional team, traditional place there. You know, you guys have an amazing fan base that, you know, diehard and loyal, and that's one thing that I love Bama having. You know, a diehard, loyal fan base and club. It was very traditional, so I feel like I'm just going to a higher Bama place, and I'm going to love it.
Do you have anything you'd like to say to the Packers fans?
I'm great. I'm glad to be a Chiefshead.
Oh, you'll get one of these cheeseheads right here at Lambeau Field. They sell them in the pro shop. So don't worry. There's plenty of cheeseheads to go around. And by the way, my name is Vic Ketchman, and I'm with Packers.com, and I'm very pleased to meet you. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.